Love of God, what's going on over there?
Shut up. Why don't you shut up? Shut up, Richard. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is 8:50. Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki. Good morning, everybody. Before we move on, your boobs are looking phenomenal this morning.
I'm wearing like a little...
Probably not as good as an 1828 boobs.
No, that's true. And Chris Harry did send me a picture of what you were talking about. And that was a nice pair of tatas from back in the day.
1828 tatas, not bad.
Yeah, they were.
What are corsets?
Yeah, maybe that's what's keeping them up, but they were very supple.
Yeah.
Good form.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet nips.
It's about a C, maybe a C plus. I don't know what double C. What's the size?
What?
A C minus.
A C minus. Is that what it is? What size boobs you got there, Kiki? What?
Oh.
What size are they? They're good size. They gotten bigger since I've known you.
That's because I've gained weight.
You have. You fatty.
You're such an ass.
No, seriously. What size you got? They look big today.
Yeah, tell Southwest Michigan.
I'm going to give them a little squeeze.
Stop it.
What?
Mercy,
we're at
right.
home.
I don't
HR
like sharing.
No, it still works.
I don't like sharing headphones.
She's still your boss right now. Can't be doing that.
HR doesn't apply here. I'm in my zone. This is my zone.
Yeah, what is that? What's the rule on that? You're out of the building. What does HR apply when you're working from home? It's got to, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not too worried about it.
You wouldn't think it would need to apply, but it does in this household. I need protection.
Meetings constantly. Anyway, you still didn't answer the question. What size you got? What size you rocking? I'm not going to move on until you tell me.
Just say something big. What is it? D plus plus?
Double
E's? Got in high school?
I'm not saying.
How dare you, sir? I was a C student. Anyway.
How dare you?
All right. She's not going to say. She's not.
They're huge.
Sorry, everybody. I thought for sure I'd get it, but I didn't. Anyway, should we move on to your dumb vocabulary before I get written up?
Yeah, why not?
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
To the office.
Now.
To the office, Brock.
Brock, to the principal's office, please. Brock, to the principal's office. Everyone would. They'd go, He's just like, shut up. Shut up. Anyway, your dumb vocabulary.
I didn't do anything.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. It was Hunter. Your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life. If you're a contractor, he's got insurance for you. Boat insurance, camper insurance. Once it does become summer.
Snowmobile insurance.
It does, which you can maybe bust out today. You might be able to. So there you go. He's still serving
ISS
the community.
Insurance.
ISS.
And school suspension.
Oh, this. I was like, what? What is ISS? You're just saying weird things now. But anyway, give him a call. Shoot him an email. Chris Thompson is still serving you. He's essential and wants to make sure that you're taken care of. So go see him. Well, call him or email him. Don't go see him because you can't get in the office, but you can call him and email him. You get what I'm saying. Chris. This has been a mess.
I like the metal, Chris.
Chris. Get in the pit with Chris. Anyway, this has just been a mess.
I did that because I have Cannibal Corpse pulled up on my screen right now.
Oh, nice.
Corpse Grinder. If you ever get a chance, you think Corey Taylor's got a big neck, dude? You should check out Corpse Grinder. Just type in. Oh, my God. Dude, his neck is a tree trunk. He's been headbanging and screaming since he was like one.
He's been going, Chris. All right, let's do it. I got one, actually.
Oh.
Dirty nice. Hot dog.
A dirty hot dog? Ew.
Ah. Dirty hot dog.
It's a wiener. It's just full of dirty things like STDs. Ew. It's just street corner things.
A street dog? No, dirty hot dog. You're wrong, Hunter.
Dirty hot dog. Oh. Is it just like a unhygienic man's part?
It's a hot dog that you drop in the kitchen and it rolls across the floor and it picks up some hair.
And you eat it because
you're
out of food. You've been stuck in quarantine and you haven't gone grocery shopping. No, you're all wrong. Dirty hot dog. It's when you put your donger in a hot dog bun and then you cover it with condiments.
What? Why would you do that?
Why?
I don't know. Maybe.
Why?
you're
and then what?
Yeah.
Then you serve it up. You serve it up
to what? To who?
To whoever wants.
Why would you want
a hot dog?
Someone to bite on that.
Foot long. Yeah. Get your foot long. Well, no, you don't want to bite it.
Yeah, but I would be tempted to bite.
I mean, I know we're in quarantine and your mind is wandering and things are just popping up left and right. But, Kiki, what if Brock came at you with a ketchup and mustard covered dog in a hot dog bun?
Yeah. Maybe it's opening of baseball season,
would,
you know?
It would look like he made himself a snack because it's definitely not
get
for
your
me.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Get your hot dog.
Hot dog.
Get your. Yeah, you guys are
taking away.
If you ever do that, quarantine has definitely gotten the best of you.
Hot dog!
It's more of the present. It's purely aesthetic. Purely aesthetic.
Take me out to the ball game.
No.
What is wrong with you? You know what? Kiki made it
That's
weird.
That's what you could do.
Kiki made it weird. You know, you go sit in the corner.
If you present that to me, you better be singing
no,
that song.
No, stop it. You just ruined it.